This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we traveled northwest to Manitoba's capital city, Winnipeg. This past April, Tourism Winnipeg's Instagram account posted a photo of a billboard emblazoned with the words, quote, "Canada's middle child, you can't ignore us forever." While this self-deprecating bid for visitors turned out to be a photoshopped April Fool's joke, it has since launched a real tourism campaign. Perhaps this will be the summer when you finally explore Canada's underrated prairie city, just 1 hour north of the U.S. border. Winnipeg's warmer months boasts festivals for every taste. Each summer, the seemingly endless flatlands surrounding the city become home to beloved musical gems like the Winnipeg Folk Festival, which has hosted legends like Joan Baez and Katie Lang, and electronic heavy local favorite Bring Your Love. Theater lovers would be interested to know that Winnipeg is home to the second largest fringe festival in North America. Should you be regretting not choosing a more exotic location for your holiday, August Festival Folklorama showcases the food, dance, and culture of 44 different regional identities, from Métis to Punjab to Ukrainian. Manitoba Theatre Centre and the Centennial Concert Hall offer plenty of opportunities to catch a local play or a touring Broadway musical. Dance enthusiasts may prefer a performance by the Royal Winnipeg Ballet, widely regarded as the best ballet in Canada. On my trip to Winnipeg, I can vouch. It was February, it was the coldest night of the year, and the theater was packed where I went to a wonderful production in the local downtown theater. Cinema lovers will recognize shooting locations from hits like Run and The Haunting in Connecticut as they walk the streets, or maybe even encounter a buzzing film set. The city's often used as a stand-in for Chicago, as the architecture in Winnipeg's center was actually inspired by the Windy City. Winnipeg is an underrated foodie city. Three of the city's restaurants, Deer and Almond, Ujira, and Nola, recently made the list of 100 best restaurants in Canada. These are just a few of Winnipeg's numerous options for fine dining, which include steakhouses like 529 Wellington and authentic 1950s time capsule Ray and Jerry's. That aside, Manitobans do love a deal, so if you want to truly eat like a local, head to the divey fast food joints like Junior's or VJ's Drive-In for a regional classic called the Fat Boy Sandwich. Especially popular with Winnipeggers are beer gardens like the Forks Market or the Beer Can. Those who'd like to take in an outdoor concert with their drinks can head to Blue Note Park, a small green space nestled among the concrete in downtown Winnipeg. The city offers many options for nature lovers. Urban nature reserves like The Leaf or Fort White Alive can be found a short drive from the city center. Journey just an hour or two past the perimeter to enjoy provincial parks like Hecla Grindstone, named for the famous Icelandic volcano by the settlers who found the region to be strikingly similar to their homeland. Locals particularly love heading to the nearby town of Panawa for a lazy float down the river. Winnipeg is a good family destination. It's family friendly. Check out Assiniboine Park Zoo, especially the polar bear exhibit. Manitoba has a strong connection to the Arctic animals, and it's the only province with legislation in place for their conservation. Another staple is the Manitoba Children's Museum, which features several unique interactive play areas, including a real train engine. From the moment you spot a souvenir fridge magnet laden with the Winnipeg skyline, you've likely also spotted the iconic Canadian Museum for Human Rights, an architectural marvel that houses must-see exhibits. Other notable museums include the Winnipeg Art Gallery, home of the world's largest collection of Inuit art, and the Museum of Man and Nature, which boasts a full-scale replica ship at a planetarium. Our writer, Sarah Arkey, who was born and raised in Winnipeg, recommends neighborhoods just outside the downtown like Woolsey, Osborne Village, and Little Italy. These local-only gems are best experienced by booking an Airbnb. If you prefer a hotel, check out the Inn at the Forks or the Fort Garry, both located in the heart of Winnipeg. Winnipeg is a city of extremes. The city's famously frigid winters are paralleled by hot, sunny summers. On May 13, 2025, Winnipeg was the hottest city in the entire world at 97.5 degrees, narrowly beating out Managua, Nicaragua. Naturally, by the following Saturday, it was snowing, so be sure to check the forecast and pack accordingly. Well, now you know. The secret's out. Winnipeg could be your next Canadian travel destination.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.